Arkansas legislators are together again at the state capitol as a special session called by Governor Asa Hutchinson begins today. We know lawmakers are ready to take up some tax cut measures and earmark funds to implement recommendations for school safety measures. The governor says there isn't enough support to bring up teacher pay raises, though some Democrats say they may indeed try to get that conversation going this week. Roby Brock, with our partner, Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about this special session and whether he expects any fireworks.
I think I find myself in rare agreement in one respect with Senator Alan Clark, of all people, who was speaking to the Garland County Tea Party last week, and he said this session is not necessary. I don't need to do it. He meant it for entirely different reasons. I was for it in the beginning. This thing started with the governor having this reasonable idea to do as other states have done and find a way to give some direct financial relief to people for the raging gas prices, which are now down, and for grocery prices, for inflation. Legislature said, no, we can't find everybody. We'll give money to dead people. So let's just accelerate to full immediate effect these tax cuts, which is not direct one-time stimulus for inflation. It's an ongoing payroll thing for most people, mostly for high incomes. Then the governor proposed the teacher raises to really spike to get competitive in the region and reward teachers who need more money, particularly for the hardships that they've endured. And the Republican legislative leadership, Republican membership won't do that, which leaves what you just said. We're going to do the permanent tax cut, and then there's this $50 million. Is that how much it is? We're going to set aside, and we're going to set up a grant program for school safety improvements. We're going to do that as if it's an emergency in August, when after it's approved, we've got to go through this appropriate process to set up regulations for how the grant program will work, and then we'll have to go through the process of school districts applying for it. You could do this in January if Sarah Sanders, if she's governor, would go along with it, for a supplemental appropriation. You could work in the meantime on the regulation should it get passed. There's really not an urgency for this session, and yet we're going to have it. There's going to be a middle, get this. They've added a little $150 a person, $300 per couple, moderate income tax credit as inflation. They decided we need to show some money to the people between $24,000 and $87,000 a year. That's a lot of Arkansas. Let's show them a little something. Let's give them $150 tax credit, $300 for married couples. A tax credit, that's next April when you file your taxes. That's a line after you calculate your taxes, and you can take that much off. But they said you can't, it's not refundable. You know, we can only reduce your tax burden, but it's not refundable. And that's like calling 911, and they say, well, we'll be there in April, basically. I mean, that's deferred relief. Everything is, the whole thing has, in my mind, amounted to very little. The policy is wrong on tax cuts, I think. The middle class relief is nothing. The teacher salaries became the great item, including a rally yesterday with several hundred, some said 2,000, I think a few less than that, on the Capitol steps, making the case for teacher salaries, which has emboldened Democrats and teachers and activists. So I'm not sure what this that this is going to amount to much. There may be drama. Somebody may want to open up the abortion issue to change it one way or the other. But I think the leadership and the governor are going to hold tight for just do this, get in and out. And it takes 2/3 vote to change that, and I don't think they could get it. So you may be seeing more potential excitement or significance to it. In the end, I'm just wondering why.
Yeah. I think that the drama for me to be watching is that I do think that someone will make a move to try to include teacher pay on there because they feel like there may be 2/3 of a vote there. If you peeled off some Republicans and got all the Democrats, you could at least have a debate on that.
Bless you, Roby. You bail me out. That's the big issue I left out. I was at that rally yesterday, and I happened to see a few legislators there, and they're texting, and I'm saying, what are y'all texting about? And they said, we're talking to Representative Godfrey about the teacher raise bill. She's going to carry it on the House side, the Democrats' version, which is a perfectly logical, more fiscally prudent bill than what Hutchison proposed. And they're working on it. And I was thinking, do they really think it's got a chance? I think they have a remote, faint hope that it has a chance. But at least they'd like to force Republicans to tell those 2,000 or nearly 2,000 teachers out there on the Capitol lawn, no. They just like to, because they've got themselves a good issue, and they're right on it, and their proposal is good. So, yeah, I think you're going to see probably generating from the House side, I'm pretty sure that's where it's going to be, at least an effort that's going to get our attention, that's going to get in the public eye, that the Democrats are trying to do it and the Republicans won't let them, which is not a bad message for Democrats in this day and age in Arkansas.
Well, and who knows? Maybe they'll be successful in convincing some folks to change their mind.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah.
All right. So I mentioned that abortion not on the special session call. Some states are starting to deal with that. Now we saw Kansas about a week ago with a dramatic vote. 59% to 41% want to keep abortion rights in that state constitution. This is Kansas we're talking about here. This was a surprising outcome. I noted, too, that almost 200,000 more people voted on that one particular issue than voted in both the Republican and Democratic primaries for governor combined. This drove some turnout. What's your analysis now having about a week to kind of digest those results? What do you make of that vote?
Three words you said there, kind of magic, drove some turnout. People coming to vote on the abortion issue who really weren't otherwise engaged in the political process, weren't gonna vote in other issues on the ballot in primaries. That has kind of dropped a little bit of a bomb on political conventional thinking. First, Kansas is a state thought to be as conservative as Arkansas, a lot like Arkansas. It can't be. I don't think that vote would happen in Arkansas, but we can think that it might. But these midterms, the whole deal is about who's motivated, you know, and Republicans are motivated. And Democrats have been downcast because the inflation's killing them and the Democrats have been inept. Now, all of a sudden, the Democrats are passing a simple, clear bill. They're going to help people on their Medicaid prescription drug prices. They're going to do a few things on energy conversion. Two or three things that we can say, they're going to get that passed. It's not going to run up the deficit. CBO says it's not going to fuel inflation. Then in Kansas, right out there in the middle of America, swing voters, it looks like, came out, and women, we must assume, to vote overwhelmingly in one of our more conservative states, not to take the right to abortion choice out of the Constitution. And it's, I'm not ready to say this change, the whole midterm climate has changed, but I'm ready to say it might have, you know? We've historically said people talk a lot about abortion, but the bases stay where they are, and it doesn't drive turnout otherwise. Well, that's not true in Kansas. And so this, it's a big thing. It's a big thing, Roby. And we're going to have to, the idea that we might wake up the day after midterms and say, wow, did you know this was going to happen? Did you know that the exit polls were going to show they were all there because of Roe v. Wade? Possibly. I'm not ready to predict it. I'm not ready to get my personal hopes up on that issue. But you can't deny what happened. And maybe it's some sort of weird aberration in Kansas. But it's changed. It's changed to how we're feeling about our politics right now.
John Brummett is a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and you can find his work at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more at talkbusiness.net.